Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Seasons of Purpose broadcast, a ministry of New Season Church International. Ecclesiastes 3:1 states, "To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven." We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst. Thank you for tuning in. And now let's begin our study in the all-sustaining Word of God. Hallelujah.
It's a new season. It's a new day. Yeah, resting on you. I can feel it. It's flowing my way. Oh, oh, oh. It's a season of power and prosperity. It's a new season, and it's coming to me. Or if you believe that, lift your hands and say,
it's a new season.
It's a new day.
Amen, amen. Good evening, Seasons of Purpose radio broadcast listening audience. We thank you for tuning in tonight. Yes, we are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Pastor Constance Whitehurst, and we just give God all the praise for another opportunity to come together to study his all-powerful, all-sustaining, everlasting, faithful word. Oh, yes, we do. We give God all the glory, for this truly is the day, hallelujah, that the Lord has made. And we come tonight to rejoice in him and rejoice in this day and time and be glad in it. We welcome you, each one that has tuned in tonight. Tonight, praise God, we have a guest minister that is no stranger to the Seasons of Purpose radio broadcast, this powerful woman of God. She has been as our guest ministers on various occasions, and this is none other than Elder Lisa Strayhorn. We give God praise and honor and glory for her, and so she's going to be bringing a word tonight entitled, I Need a Second Touch. I need a second touch, praise God. And so we just thank God for her and looking forward to her sharing this word that the Holy Spirit has downloaded for her to be able to share with our listening audience this evening. But before we go into the message, we always like to begin the broadcast ushering in the presence of the Lord with a song of praise, hallelujah. And so we will do that, followed by a prayer from Pastor Jasper Whitehurst, and then we will go into our message for the evening. So praise God. We have a song of praise for you for your listening pleasure and enjoyment. Listen, hallelujah, and be blessed. This is Sanat singing, I know without a shadow of a doubt who I am. Praise God.
We've been called for to show His excellence. Hey. All I require for life, God has given me, and I know who I am. We are a chosen generation. We've been called for to show His excellence. All I require for life, God has given me, for I know who I am. I know who God says I am, what He says I am, where He says I'm at. I know who I am. I know who God says I am, what He says I am, where He says I'm at. I know who I am. I'm working in power. I work in miracles. I live a life of faith.
I know who God says I am, what He
And they brought a blind man to him and begged him to touch him. So he took the blind man by the hand and led him out of the town. And when he had spit on his eyes, he put his hand on him and asked him if he saw anything. And he looked up and said, I see men like trees walking. Then he put his hands on the eyes again, and he made him look up, and he was restored and saw everyone clearly. Tonight, I just wanted to share for a few moments under the subject, I need a second touch.
Amen.
It says here that everyone have a breaking point. And the key to understanding that whether it is the loss of a loved one or overwhelming stress at work or a negative relationship or a feeling of loneliness and anxiety, everyone has a breaking point. You see, the list can go on, and most of us can feel like we are at the verge of giving up, wanting to quit. But the grace that I want to share with you is that when you feel like quitting, that's when God has a greater purpose and plan for your life.
Amen.
I need you to know and listen to me clearly on this agenda. It's on the agenda of God. It's on the agenda of God to take care of you. It's on God's agenda to take care of you.
Yes, it is.
He wants to be with you. He wants to take care of you. He wants you to know that he is there for you. You are on the mind of God, the one that put the stars in the sky and the one that put the sands on the seashore, always on his mind. You see, God is not a deadbeat. God is not like a deadbeat dad that does not take care of his children. You see, there are moments and seasons in your lives that you have to make up in your mind that whatever you're going to do at your breaking point, you are going to run. Are you going to run and tell it to your friends? Or are you going to put it, your business, out on Facebook or Instagram? Are you going to ball up inside and hope that things will get better? Or are you going to lean and depend on Jesus? You see, even when you cannot feel him close, he's there. You see, that's why the passage today is so critical and marked, because of the type of miracle Jesus performed. You see, we become so, quote unquote, churchy that sometimes we forget the fact that God is not always a right now God. Now hear me now. It says, let me explain myself. You see, oftentimes we say, and sometimes I sing this song too, it says, he may not come when you want him, but he'll be there right on time. But have we really thought about this phrase before? Have we thought about what it feels like for God not come when we want him to? What it feels like when the breakthrough doesn't come when you want it to, when the healing doesn't come when you want it to.
Amen.
We are at times caught off guard when God does not answer us the way we want him to. But I want to say to us that my next blessing, that my next miracle may not be how God has done it before, but it may be that God has a new way of getting me to my destination. Let me explain it this way. You see, a friend of mine, she was living in a house for a while, and she decided that you know, I'm going to take some money and I'm going to renovate and remodel my kitchen. She wanted one of those, you know, HGTV type of kitchens. And so the designer came out to her home and he showed her the pictures of exactly what she wanted her kitchen to look like. And so she was so excited. She was so overjoyed because she was going to finally get her new kitchen. She was excited until she woke up this morning and she began to get discouraged because she forgot about the process of remodeling. So the kitchen she once looked, cooked in, and fixed food for her kids was now being demolished and torn down. And this brought tears to her eyes. After all was left was a piece of sandpaper and wood. But the construction worker said to her, he said, ma'am, you have to go through this to get what you want. Mm-hmm. I think someone's going to get that in a minute. You see, today many of us want new lives. We want new boyfriends, new girlfriends, new jobs. But we don't want God to touch anything along the way. You see, but in order for God to give you greater, in order for God to give you what's next, God sometimes has to do all the heavy lifting and take you through a process. You see, he's already paid the ultimate price, but that doesn't mean that you won't go through a process. You see, God is taking you through a process. He's putting you through steps to steer you through certain situations and seasons. You see, God is taking you through a process. Doesn't mean that you lack faith. You see, the process that God is taking you through doesn't mean that you lack any type of devotion. It just means that God is using the process to get you where he wants you to be. Yeah. You see, I know most of us are saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost, but you still better take that medicine tonight. I know you love the Lord. And you learn to call on his name. But some of us need therapy. I see and I know that some of you are wondering what God is going to do. But God says, I need you to go through a process. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to deal with the fact that we don't serve a God that's always a right now God. You see, it sounds good, but sometimes God can make you wait. Okay, I believe that someone is not getting clear what I'm saying. It says that, but who can testify that sometimes we serve a God who's not a now and then God. He's not a right now God. He said, because sometimes you have to go to the doctor, and then you have to go to another doctor, and then you have to go to another doctor, and then sometimes you have to take from Peter to pay Paul, and then sometimes you're in relationships after relationships, and the reality is that we don't always serve a God that is right now. But here's why Mark 8 is so particular. It says, because it takes a different theme than the other miracles of the gospel. You see, we have to understand the gospel of Mark. It's overall theme. He wants everyone to know that God is not just the Son of God, but he's also the Son of Man. And that Mark testifies that he shares with us that Jesus is a Jesus in action. You see, Mark, if you know about him, it says it's a miracle type of gospel in Mark. It says where mostly everything in the gospel of Mark happens immediately. Everything in Mark seems to happen immediately. Matter of fact, whenever Jesus heals, whenever he restores, it always follows up by the saying, and it happens immediately. That phrase immediately is mentioned 58 times in the Gospel and Acts, but 41 times it is found in the book of Mark. You see, Mark chapter 1, verse 18 says, the disciples were on the shore, and Jesus came to meet them, and the Bible says that they followed him immediately. You see, Mark chapter 1, verses 31, Peter's mother is really sick, and the Bible says that he comes into the room, and he sits by her bedside, and he lays his hand on her shoulder, and the Bible tells us that she is healed immediately. Mark chapter 1, verses 42 says the Bible lets us know that a leper came to Jesus, and Jesus spoke to the leper, and the leper was made whole, and the text says he was healed immediately.
Amen.
But in chapter 2, there was a man who couldn't get through the front door. This man couldn't get through the front door. He couldn't get through the back door. He couldn't even get through a window. So what did friends do? They took him on the roof. And those brothers broke that roof up, tore that roof up. And then they laid him down. And the Bible says that he was healed immediately. Mark 5, verse 29 says that a woman with an issue of blood, she began to crawl towards Jesus and say, if I could just touch the hem of the garment, I'll be made whole. I'll be made whole, Pastor Whitehurst. You know that
Amen.
When she touched the garment, the Bible says she was made well immediately. Mark 5,
Amen.
42 tells us a man named Jairus, his daughter was sick while Jesus was healing someone else. While Jesus was healing someone else, this little girl died. But Jesus told him, don't worry, she's only sleeping. And Jesus went to her bedside and said, Tabitha kumana, which means, little girl, I say to you, get up. And the Bible says, immediately. Chapter 10 tells us about blind Bartimaeus, how he cried out to Jesus while those church folks was telling him to be quiet. He got even louder when he got into the presence of God. And the Bible says that he was healed immediately. But here in Mark chapter 8, you see, here in Mark chapter 8, it doesn't happen immediately. You see, this is the first time in Mark where we see healing take place in steps and stages. This man was healed in a process. And while this healing is the rarest, it is also the most realistic. Hear me now. It says because if we're going to be honest with ourselves, everybody, when we reach a breaking point, when I reach a season of despair, I need God to do it immediately. And God doesn't always show up immediately. Now, I want you just to hold on because the shout is coming. I just want you to know that the shout is going to come. It says, and if that is the case for many of us, here is my theme for today. You need to understand that if you are in a process, you are already in your miracle. Okay, I didn't hear nobody shouting, but that's all right.
Amen.
If you are in a process,
Amen.
You are already in your miracle.
Yes,
that's right.
That my process is my miracle. And see, what I'm suggesting is that if God doesn't move immediately, the only other way to bring me out of my situation is to bring me through a process. And that's why many of us keep crying out God, asking God to deliver us out of the process. But what we're really praying for is that God to do what is to neglect the miracle. We're asking God to neglect the miracle. God, don't worry about the miracle. I want you to rescue me now. I don't want the miracle. I want you to rescue me right now. But God's saying, Wait on it. Wait on it. It says that if I'm in a miracle and I'm going through what I'm going through, that means God has me in a process. And this is the discourse and the discipline of Mark chapter 8, verses 22 to 25. But I need you to know first, verses should get your attention. And the Bible says this. It says, then Jesus came to Bethesda, and they brought a blind man to him. And they begged him to touch him. Oh, y'all missed it. I'll say it again. They brought and they begged. One more time. They brought and they begged. You see, the entire story rests on what happens in verse 22. You see, verse 22 suggests, y'all, that they, in his story, is what got him into the presence of Jesus. It was the anonymous they that got him to the feet of Jesus. It was they who could see Jesus when he could not. It was they who represented some people that had more desire for him to get healed than he did. The text doesn't say that he asked to go. The text doesn't say that he begged. The text simply says that he's in the presence of God because unnamed individuals in his life brought him to the feet of Jesus. And do I have anyone on this broadcast tonight that can testify that you are well-dressed, you are groomed, you are in your right mind today because you had some veins in your life?
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
This man reached his breaking point.
Yes.
He had been blind long enough, feeling like things were not going to change. But thanks be to God for this anonymous group of they that entered into his life and brought him into the presence of Jesus. You see, that's why you got to learn to appreciate your mentors or your counselors or your facilitators. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. You see, you ought to be in a relationship with people that when you can't see Jesus, they can.
Amen.
That when you can't pray, they can. That when you can't trust, they trust. That when you can't sleep at night, they are on their knees right with you, bringing you into the presence of God. You see, the reality is that we have become so wonderful that we forgot where we've come from. That you are not where you are today because of you, but you are here today because people didn't need the credits. They just wanted to get you to Jesus. Hallelujah. You see, notice the text, y'all. We don't know their names. We don't know who they are. They're not interested in taking the credits. They're interested in taking him to Jesus. And it is in the ministry of they that the word brought means that they moved with desperation. But that text beg meant that they shouted in Jesus' face until he did something about it. In other words, they gave their own altar call for one of their homeboys. And what I'm suggesting today is that he had some help from somebody. If you live in a small town like me, you might have a small airport. I'm going somewhere. Stay with me. I live in a small town of Wilton, North Carolina, and we have a small airport. And you see, the runway is so small that they have to take a little cart to pull the plane onto the runway to help it to take off. That's how small the plane is. That's how small the runway is. They have to take that little car and pull out the plane to get it on the runway to help it to take off. But you see, we've had some people in our lives just like that little cart that pushed
yes.
us into the runway so that we can
mm-hmm.
learn to take off. Do I have anybody
mm-hmm.
listening that can testify that you had some people in your life that pushed you
yes,
into please. The runway, that pushed you into
Amen.
Your destiny? You see, your grandmother was praying for you. Your pastor
Amen.
Had you on their mind. Your auntie
yes.
and them had your back. There were people that talked about you, but there were friends that never let you down. I just
All
think
right,
there
now.
Were more people like the anonymous they who just would do it just because, not expecting anything in return. We have to be grateful while we're out there doing what we thought we were big and bad enough to do. We have to thank God that we were not consumed, that someone didn't
Amen.
Kill us while we were out
yes.
there thinking we are big enough and bad enough to do what we wanted to do. You see,
yes.
I know like you had a praying mama. And I would hear my mama praying, and she would say, Father, I stretch my hands to thee for no other help I know. And somebody
yeah, yeah.
prayed for you, and somebody had you on their mind, and they took the time to pray for you. And I'm so
yeah.
glad that they prayed. I'm so glad
Amen.
That they prayed. It says the Bible
Amen.
Says that Jesus took this blind man by the hand. See, that's how personal Jesus is. He will take you by the hand. It says Jesus took this blind man by the hand and led him outside of the city. If we know anything about Bethesda, we know that Jesus cursed that city because it didn't want to receive him. So Jesus said, come on, let's get you out of this city because this city is cursed. Let's go this way. And Jesus spit on his eyes. Now, we know. We know. Somebody going to be spitting on our eyes. There's going to be some trouble. But see, this is Jesus. This
Amen.
Is Jesus. And Jesus
yeah.
has a purpose of doing what he's doing. And he spits on this man's eyes. And then he asked the man, he said, what do you see? And this man says, I see, let's see here. I see men like trees walking.
Yes.
This tells me that this man has not always been blind. Because if he had been, how do he know what trees look like?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But Jesus is telling him, what do you see? God is asking us, what do you see?
Amen.
You see, Jesus wanted to do something out of the box, a new approach. And we have to
yeah.
trust God's process in our lives. We have to thank
Amen.
God for better. Things may not be the best, but we have to thank God for better. You know, my mom, she had knee surgery, and she was walking with a walker, and she was saying, you know, I'm walking with this walker right now, but things were worse, but now things are better. And so we should
Amen.
Thank God for better because it could
yes.
be a lot worse.
Amen.
Coming to a close, we read in Mark 8:25, it says, after that he put his hands again upon his eyes and made him look up, and he was restored and saw every man clearly. Mercy. Do you see what I see? You see, Jesus gave this man a second touch. It's not that Jesus couldn't heal him with one touch, but sometimes Jesus wants us to learn that when he's taking us through a process, sometimes it requires a second touch. And then the man looked up. God is telling us to look up. He's given us a second touch. He's telling us to look up, for our redemption draw nigh. Look up. coming soon. Look up. Go proclaim the gospel to others. Look up. He came to restore. And there's someone tonight on this broadcast who need a second touch. They need a touch in their body that the doctors can't do it. They need a financial blessing that auntie can't give them or loan them.
Yes.
They need Jesus. Amen. They need a second touch.
Amen.
They need to understand that whatever they're going through, that this is just a process for God to get all the glory.
Yes.
As we go
Amen.
Through the journey.
Amen.
Mary says that tragedies are commonplace. All kinds of diseases, people are slipping away. The economy's down. People don't get enough pay. But as for me, all I can say is, thank you, Lord, for all you've done for me. Tonight, I just want to say thank you, Lord, for a second touch.
Thank you,
Lord, for all you've done for me. Thank you, Lord, for Jesus who came and died for me, who gave his life, who gave me a second chance, a second touch. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for all you've done for me. Praise God, whom all blessings flow. Thank you, Jesus. We praise you. We magnify you. Your holy and righteous name, for you are worthy, Lord Jesus. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you for a second touch. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Yes, Lord. Thank you for a second touch. Thank you for a second touch, Lord. Thank you for giving us everything that we need and the faith to be able to endure. Yes, Lord, and wait for that second touch. Yes. We give you praise. We give you praise. Sometimes, yes, as our elder Lisa said, the healing may not, the miracle may not come immediately. We know that the word of God says that we are healed, but the manifestation of that healing may not always come immediately, but God, Elder Strayhorn said that, yes, we have to trust him, trust him in the midst of the process, knowing that where God is the one that orchestrates the process, you can be best assured that he's going to get the glory. There's glory that's coming forth, so what we need to do is just take time to praise him, even in the midst of the process, praise God. Sometimes we do need to wait, hallelujah, for that second touch, praise God.
Amen, praise God. Thank God for Elder Lisa.
Amen.
That powerful word, amen. It's a divine process, praise God.
Yes, it is.
It's not a man process. It's a divine process of God Almighty, amen.
Uh-huh.
Work on your behalf in your favor, praise God, amen. We thank God for the opportunity that God had pushed you into your destiny for your livelihood, into your service for him. Amen. We thank God for the divine process of healing, of that second touch. Amen. Thank God that you know who you are in Christ Jesus, that you can trust in God and trust in his holy word, that he will bring you out without a doubt. He will bring you out.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Just trust in that process is for your good.
Mm-hmm.
All things work together in the process for your good, praise God.
Mm-hmm.
Amen, hallelujah.
Yes.
And we thank God for the opportunity from one more God to share that mighty, mighty word. Even you might be to your so-called breaking point, trust God in the process.
Amen. And one of the things that Elder Lisa brought out that just resonated in my spirit that's so important is that she talked about that we need to surround ourselves with those fellow brothers and sisters in the Lord, that
Christmas.
Are the people who can push you into your destiny, who can tell, even when you feel like you're at the end of your rope, even when you're about to give up, they can stand with you, alongside you, to help to encourage, to help to edify, to help to build you up. That's what we're supposed to do. That's why the word calls for us to build one another up in our faith. Yes, praise God. So when you are going through those time periods and
Amen.
The process where you are awaiting that second touch, you can have those that are around you that intercede for you, that come alongside to help to encourage you and build up your faith in the Lord.
And stand on God's word. We may endure.
Well,
he may endure for a night. They got an expiration date on it. He may endure for a night. So, oh, God, that joy, Heavenly the Father, that heavenly joy, that unspeakable joy cometh in the morning. It's morning time, saint.
Amen.
It's morning season in your life. So trust God in the process, and you trust his word. Amen?
Yes, amen. We're going to go ahead and open up the lines tonight. Is there one, is there more than one that would like to share in on this topic? The woman of God brought forth a mighty word tonight. And I need a second touch. Is there one, praise God?
Amen.
Caller, your last
praise
four
God.
Digits are 3925. 3925.
Glory,
go right ahead, please.
Praise God, praise God. This is Prophetess Cecilia Cutchin. And Elder Lisa, I just want to say that's a word. That's a word. A second touch. That's
Amen.
A word. Like you said, we must surround ourselves with like-minded people. We must surround
yeah.
ourselves with someone who's going to help push us into our destiny. We must
Amen.
Surround ourselves with the word of God. So that's just
yes.
an awesome word. That's just an awesome word. May God continue to bless and keep you. Love you guys.
Amen.
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 Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Elder. Sorry. Praise God. Thank you. Prophetess Cecile Cutchin
yes,
for
yes.
those words. Praise
Amen.
God.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. And we have caller 0400. Praise God. Mother Pat, how
Mother
are you
Pat,
doing?
Mother Pat.
Go right ahead.
Yes.
God bless.
Good afternoon to everyone. That was a very good word. And as I
Amen.
Was listening to her, and she was Amen. Saying about that second touch, you know, sometimes if we get something easy, that's what my grandmother used to always say. You get it too easy, you don't keep it. But when you have to go through something, you keep it.
Yeah.
And I thought about it one time. I heard a teaching, which I did. It's called TESS, Temporary Examination Saints Go Through. Sometimes if we don't get the answer then, God is always going to answer you. But like
yes.
Sister Saints, your faith got to be built up. Because, you know,
Amen.
If you don't
yeah.
go through something and you don't go and experience things, you have no faith for it. You got to continue
Amen.
On persevere so that your faith will continue to build up, because that's the only thing that pleases God is our faith.
Amen.
And don't let it go, because he will come through. I don't care if it's
yeah.
first chance, chance, third chance, whatever. God will come through. But in the meantime,
yes,
what are you doing? Are you mumbling
mm-hmm.
and grumbling and complaining? No.
Mm-hmm.
He's looking for you to endure with peace,
yes.
joy, and whoop, long suffering.
Not
yes.
right
now.
But God is good. God is good. That's a good word, sister. A good word. A second chance, another time he gonna come, and they say,
"Amen."
You think he didn't answer it? That's not so. God is working on it when you're not even seeing it. He's
That's
working
right.
on it. That's a good word.
Amen.
Very good word. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
All
Mother
right.
Pat, give us that acronym again. You said test temporary. Saints go through, what was the E?
Temporary.
Say that for
me. Saints go through. Temporary exam, saints go through.
All right. All right.
Because
temporary exam, saints go through. All right now.
Good.
All right. Praise God.
And let me share this here. A lot of times when you're taking a test in school, and the instructor's walking around, but she's not saying nothing to you. Same thing with the Lord. You going through some things, you may not think he's saying anything or doing anything, but he is.
Mm-hmm.
He's moving because you are going through a test and he don't expect you to fail. No, God's children will not fail. Okay, let me shut up. Okay. All right.
You're good.
Love you all.
You're good.
Praise God.
Amen.
God.
Amen.
Praise God. Yes, Lord. No, God will never fail us. That's what, even in the midst of us going through our test, even in the midst of going through the process, we have to remember that by faith, we know that God will never fail us. There's no failure in him.
And there's no failure in God's word.
Amen. 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 Praise God. Is there another? We have about 7 minutes left in the broadcast. Is there another that would like to share in this word? All right. Praise God. Caller, your last 4 digits are 4294, and then the next we will come to 3258. Go right ahead, caller, 4294.
Good evening, good evening. How's everybody doing this evening?
Good evening. Praise God. Hey there, Minister Manley.
Hey, how y'all doing? Just wanted to say thank you so much, Elder Strahan, for that word of encouragement. And I ask God to just continue to encourage and strengthen you in the Lord also, for it's so wonderful we can all assemble ourselves together, one another unto God, and to strengthen each other and to build each other up in these times
that we're
having right now. I just thank God for you and continue to be blessed and strengthened, because those words went to the heart of the people tonight. I want you to know that it went to the heart of the people tonight to strengthen
Amen.
Us, that we may not lose our strength, Lord God, and that we may not lose our patience and everything that was going on, and just have us to just keep on doing what the word of God has us to do. And I want to give honor to the pastors tonight, Pastor Constance and Pastor Jasper, God bless you, and all those who are listening, the pastors and women and men of God tonight that are listening. God bless you and keep you, and I just thank God for y'all. I'm wonderful receiving the word out here in Lake Charles, Louisiana. I thank God for you. God bless
right
you.
Now. Amen.
You.
God bless you,
Amen.
Minister Manley. We thank
God
for you as well. God bless you.
Great
thank you
God.
For your comments. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Caller 3258. Go right ahead, please.
Give honor to God. I thank this New Season Ministry for allowing this woman of God to come forth with such a message that it had us thinking and listening through the whole thing to get the true understanding that when God put us through a process, we got to go to a deeper love, a deeper depth with him, that we cannot see what's getting ready to happen next. Sometimes he got to pull you out in one place and move you to another place. He has to discipline when you think you already disciplined. And we got to also recognize there are so many people that did so many things back when we didn't even know about slavery and all of that did not get the credit. But they were pushing us so that we could get into a place they could not get in. This was a powerful word, and I received the word of the second touch, because I know about that second touch. To God be the glory, and praise strength in the woman of God. God bless.
Amen.
God bless you,
praise
Elder
God.
Green.
Amen. Thank you, Elder
you.
Elder Manny Green, for those comments. God bless you.
Yes,
absolutely. Praise God. Hallelujah. No matter what, have faith through the process. God's going to carry you through. Praise God. Is there another tonight?
You haven't met on faith, but that's long ago.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Yes, sir. We come this far by faith.
Amen.
And God's going to continue to keep us moving forward. Just have faith in God. We promise you he never fails. Well, praise God. We have about 4 minutes left in the broadcast. We certainly don't want to close this broadcast out, assuming that everybody's saved. If there is one on the line that doesn't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior tonight, we compel you to get to know him. All you have to do, praise God, is just simply ask the Lord Jesus Christ into your heart and pray a simple prayer according to Romans 10, 9 and 10, where you just simply say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner. I recognize that you are the Savior of this world, that you are the Son of the living God. Come into my life. Take charge of my life for the rest of my life. Forgive me of my sins, Lord Jesus. And I believe that you came, lived, died, and was resurrected, and you sit at the right hand of God interceding for me. So I ask you to come into my life for the rest of my life. And if you prayed that, just that simple prayer, just that simple prayer, with all sincerity, we welcome you into the body of Christ and into the kingdom of God tonight. You are now saved. Hallelujah.
Yeah, praise God.
And praise God, the God and the Jesus that we've been talking about tonight. He is the God of a second, third, and fourth chance. And no matter what you go through, he will deliver you. Praise God. Hang in there, even if it does take the second touch. Praise God. Well, we will go. Thank God. We thank God for everyone tuning in. Be reminded again that we will not be here next Monday, pray, by the grace of God, but we will be back. And we ask that you will tune in with us on the following Monday. We're going to ask Minister Strayhorn if she will go ahead and close us out tonight in prayer.
Yes.
Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Minister Strayhorn?
Yes.
Elder Lisa? Did I get the right number? Okay, I think we having a little technical difficulty here, so I'll close us out. Hallelujah. Praise God. We thank you, Lord God, for this night. We thank you for Elder Lisa Strayhorn. Praise God. And everybody that has tuned in tonight, go forth, Lord. We ask that your power goes forth, that your word continues to resonate in their heart throughout this week, that they share Jesus Christ with someone that needs in this dying world to know that we serve a living Savior, and his name is Jesus Christ. Go forth, everyone. God bless you, and have an awesome week.
And
to
God
be all the glory. We give God praise. We love you, and good
God
night.
Bless.
God bless.
Let me hear the worshipers. Where's all of my praises? I want everybody around the world to put your hands together, because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go. Right now, nobody can get praise but God.